Well, the fall, as we see mankind blaming God, is an assault on His love, His truth, and the majesty of His grace. Look at verse 10 again, because I want to just remind you of this blaming aspect. In verse 10, as I already shared, he says, "You scared me." Verse 12, the woman says, "The snake scared me," or whatever she said, you know, "the snake made me do it." And what's interesting is Satan never defends himself. I think that he knew enough of the character God, knew he didn't have a chance. Man and woman were too naive to think that they could blame God for anything. Satan doesn't blame God, he just takes the judgment. And notice the judgment, verse 14, "The snake is cursed." Formerly, that was probably the most beautiful creature. It says in verse 1 that the serpent was, chapter 3, verse 1, was more cunning than any beast of the field. In fact, it says in Ezekiel that Satan himself was covered with all kinds of beautiful stones. So it could be that the serpent was a very iridescent, beautiful creature before the fall. But whatever, God curses it to... By the way, it seems that snakes were able to walk around. And then after the fall, that's what the eating the dust means, that they were confined to the ground. So it's hard for me to think of a snake in a nice way, but they must have been nice in the old days. Verse 15, this is the first mention of the gospel. I've gone over that with you many times. Verse 16, we're going to see in future days. Verse 16, the last two lines of verse 16 say that a woman's desire will be for her husband. It's not talking about thinking he's this big, handsome hunk. It means that her desire, as it says in chapter 4, will be to usurp his place. And we'll cover that later when we get to chapter 4. And then finally, Adam is cursed with not work. Work is not a curse. It's the fact that the ground would not respond to his work. Formerly, it seems like everything they did in the garden, it just flourished. They just kind of walked around and everything was perfect. But now thorns and thistles would come and it would be hard work. But... I want to get to verse 20 because this is the heartbeat, 20 and 21 of the whole passage. "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." This is the naming of Eve. And God's promise in 3:15 is responded to with Adam's faith in 3:20. And then in chapter 4, verse 1, he acts upon that faith. And it says, "Now Adam knew his wife and she conceived and bore Cain." By the way, Cain, the word Cain, you notice the end of verse 1 of chapter 4 says, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." What she thought was, "I have acquired the baby boy that was your gift." She thought Cain was, chapter 3, verse 15, answered. She thought the Redeemer, she thought Cain was Christ. That's why Cain is mentioned in the middle of 1 John chapter 3 as the one that was of Satan. Because he not only was not Christ, he was the embodiment of satanic religion, as we've seen in our study of false religions in the last few months. But then she had another child, verse 2, his brother Abel, and it's interesting that that name means vanity or vapor, and it suggests the futility of a life apart from God, probably Eve's disappointment that Cain wasn't the promised seed. But from the very beginning, we see Adam and Eve believing God. I mean, you talk about believing prophecy. Verse 15, prophecy of a promised seed. Verse 20, they embrace it and they believe it. And they believe the literal prophecy of God that he would send a redeemer. I like what Ira Sankey wrote about this concept of believing God when we're in our sin. He wrote these words, "O safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee." You see, they knew that they were hopeless. When God got done judging them, as he goes through verses 14 to 19 and systematically says, Adam, Eve, serpent, and goes bang, bang, bang. When he got through all that, they were smitten and convicted. And so they turn in faith and say, if the hope is through the promised seed, we will look for the promised seed. And he said, I will have a child and obey you if you're going to send a deliverer.